There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Top of the morning to you. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up on today's program, we have Paul Stone in 30 minutes talking college football. He'll give out some best bets in the Big Ten and also the independents today. And then it's a fireside chat with Paulie and me for the rest of the show today. We have so much to get into with these markets in the NFL. It's this time of year is incredible.
It is.
As these books continue to put out more and more props that you can get into. So we'll discuss a lot of it today.
People can't get enough of football. Would you believe Seahawks Steelers was the most watched preseason game on NFL Network in 7 years?
Actually,
can't get enough.
Here's the thing. For a couple of reasons, right? The Steelers were involved.
Okay.
And they are certainly one of the more public teams in the entire league at the very top of the list. And then you had a good, Pickett was involved and you had a good game that came down. Right. It was, a lot of points were scored down to the wire and Pickett made that throw and the guy made the play and that was that.
Yep.
Ball game.
Yeah. Look at that tweet. That is nuts. How well that game did in the ratings. And most watched in 7 years. I can't get on the right side of these line moves here, even though we went 2-0 last week. But now I have the lock news. My God, I mean, you bet a game and
How about that? Yeah. How about that? All of a sudden,
right? And I asked Paul Charchian too. I go, are we going to do this again with COVID? Is this going to happen? And now you should do it anyways. But if you're in these contests, you got to wait till the last second. We've already seen Cousins and Lock in a span of 3 days now. COVID and out.
Starting quarterbacks, by the way, because Locke was bumped up, like getting a bunch of reps with the ones, right, for the Seahawks. And that was the news that we got yesterday. And then fast forward to like the afternoon, it's like, yeah, no, he's going to have COVID. Now, I would ask you this. And when this happened, of course, the screen, a couple of books, more than a couple, they moved to Seattle -4. But a lot of books, just, it was middle of baseball and that news came out of nowhere. They were still hanging a 5.5 on Seattle in this preseason game anyway against the Bears. And now it's down to like 3.5 almost everywhere. Some fours are still out there. Is Drew Lock worth 2 points in the preseason?
Yes, he is.
You think so?
Yes, because they're going to play the whole game. Lock and Smith played the entire game against the Steelers, and maybe the same thing was going to happen Thursday. And so now it's the difference between Lock and Eason. But with a quarterback battle, he was going to get a lot of reps out there. So I agree, and I agree with the move as well. Because now instead of a Smith second-half performance, it'll be Eason, which could be a mixed bag.
And I will say this again, Drew Lock was solid against the Steelers, and this is a guy who has performed well in the preseason in the past. Again, regular season means nothing when it comes down to something like this.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about preseason only.
Correct.
So, I grabbed a little Bears plus 5.5, knowing the game was definitely going to move, but I just didn't know how much it was going to go down.
When you went to shop, how did it vary? Usually you have about 1 or 2 minutes.
No,
sometimes they give you 5 minutes, but once the news gets out, bam, off the board of the line move.
Yeah, probably had 3 or 4 minutes to get down.
All right.
And I know several books were still hanging the 5.5 in that spot. So
I missed it. Couldn't get off it.
Okay. Then Pete Carroll came out and he said that this happens every single year. I'll make a bet on somebody to win an award. Ken Walker's one of the guys I bet a rookie of the year based on, I said this yesterday, Rashad Penny's injury history. Walker now has a hernia issue that he's working on. I never liked the sounds of a hernia issue for any athlete.
No.
That's difficult to recover from. So I bet him 16-1 already. I'm in panic mode. I'm like, now what do I do here? Let's eat that ticket already? Is he going to be ready for week one? Who the hell knows?
Yep, you look good on the Pierce thing, though. You get better news with that every day.
Yeah.
It
looks like he's going to be. He could win the job. Yep.
Okay.
But also, I will give you this. And that, you know, it pays to bet early on a lot of this stuff. But this is a really good note. Based on what we know right now with the Commanders in Washington at their running back position, again, they drafted Brian Robinson out of Alabama, who I thought Robinson was kind of a stiff at running back for Alabama. And maybe that's in my head because of, you know, other backs that they've had in recent history, and they're like so explosive and Heisman winners and really, really good in the NFL. But Robinson never really did it for me in Bama. Mm-hmm. Gibson, then, he's practicing with the Commanders punt team in third string offense, okay? So he was last month, his rushing yard prop on the season was 1,050.5 yards. So I was looking around yesterday just to see how books adjusted. Bet Rivers already had moved it down to 850.5. Now this morning, they've taken him off the board. What a fall from grace, dare I say, with Antonio Gibson here. And by the way, Robinson can be found at around 100-1. I'm not going to bet him, but he can be found about 100-1 to win Rookie of the Year.
There's a guy on Twitter who has over 100,000 followers and tweeted, he's being forced to fill up water bottles during team drills. What the hell did he do?
Yeah, what happened there?
Yes. Also, you have the fantasy implications, which I can't wait to talk to Paul Charchi in tomorrow about what this means for fantasy, as he was going to be a high pick, and the fact that you already have people coming out and say, okay, careful now, because someone's going to win their league by drafting him late, because then he'll get out of the doghouse, and then he could win a season for you. And win your fantasy league at the back end of the schedule.
Yeah.
And when it's playoff time. Who knows? This is nuts.
Put it this way. I'm in the middle. This is going to be, I will be involved in more fantasy leagues this year than I ever have been in my entire life. I'm in the middle of every pick is 6 hours you get in this one draft that I'm in right now. So it started this week. It'll go until the beginning of the season. I hate these drafts, but whatever. I'm not going to touch Antonio Gibson right now. I can't even, he's going to have to really, really drop hard for me to consider him. But right now, it's coming back to me in the second and third round, and it's an 18-team league. I'm not touching him. There's no way with this news.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, if he's still, you know, dropping, I'll consider him. But a 200-yard drop and then taken off the board, and I'm sure he's maybe available. I'll tell you this. If books that you have access to fell asleep on Antonio Gibson and he's still posted at around 1,000 or more, you have to bet that under.
ESPN says he gets himself in trouble when he becomes indecisive about where or when to cut. And it leads to the ball swinging away from his body, which leads to fumbles. Is it James Caan in the program? You got to carry it to class?
Right,
hold on to that, Dan.
Right.
Come on, let's go. Rip the ball out.
Was that Omar Epps?
Yes. Good movie.
Not bad.
Very good
Pretty
movie.
Good.
Yes,
Pretty
I enjoyed
good.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of new. There's that. You also have, well, surprise, surprise, right, with Aaron Rodgers. But before we get there, and by the way, evidently, the rookie's last name, and he told the media this yesterday, his last name is Dobbs, not Dubs. He just said, I was at Nevada. Everybody called me Dubs, so I didn't even want to correct everybody. So it's Dobbs, evidently.
What is that? It's like the third time that's happened in a year.
Right?
I mean, if someone's getting your name wrong, you say, no, it's not it.
Yeah. No, it's pronounced Dobbs, not Dubs. Anyway, so...
what if I called you Witch? Would you say something?
Suck it up and take it. Yeah, yeah, okay. I'm Witch.
For 2 years? I know.
Don't say it on the air, but guess what I was called when I was younger, like in elementary school? Yeah. What my name rhymes with. Yeah.
I got you.
My friends had a good one, good time with that one.
Oh, creative, yeah.
So Dobbs, according to, this is a tweet from Rob Domofsky, who covers the Packers for ESPN.com. He said, Dobbs has seemingly passed every test the Packers have thrown at him, practiced the preseason opener, and the joint practice yesterday with the Saints, he had a toe-tapping TD on an out from Aaron Rodgers. And then not long after that, it was followed up by he made a beautiful move. He toasted Bradley Roby down the right sideline. Mm-hmm. It was a perfect pass from Aaron Rodgers, like 40 yards down the field, and he dropped it. So evidently, he's like... awesome, but he's got the, you know, he's got the Jamar Chase problem
here
right
now.
Here
you go. And then here comes Prima Donna, right? If he had August 16th on your bingo card, and now because it's such a great pass, the best that he's had, Rodgers has to rip everybody. So now Rodgers goes scorched earth on all these young wide receivers. They're dropping the ball. They're not running the correct routes. And some of those interceptions weren't the fault of Love. And okay, here we go. Enjoy.
Yep.
Enjoy this.
Yeah, and because of this now, I wonder if the drop passes will outweigh some of the spectacular moves he's made in games and practice and adjoining practices where they're just going to say, it's Sammy Watson, man. Experience. He's going to be ahead of you. He's not making like similar mistakes like that because he's been around for so long. I would say this, though. Did they not play Valdez-Scantling a lot? And that dude dropped everything Rodgers threw up to him, and he was out there on the field all the time. They just kept going back to him left and right, and then he got $30 million from the Chiefs.
Who was wide open over the middle in the playoff game?
Well, that was Lazard.
Okay, yeah. Wide open. Force it into Adams? All right.
No, yeah, double coverage.
You can't pull him aside and say something? You got to go to the media and rip everybody, these young guys? Okay.
Yep.
Something to follow.
Anything to see here? Giants coach Brian Daboll said Tyrod Taylor is going to get some preseason reps with the first team, but he also said it's not a reflection on Daniel Jones. We'll play this soundbite for you a little bit later on this hour.
I think there's something there. Yeah, I think the door's open. Sure. Why not? He said that was part of the plan, but that's... I think the door's open for Taylor, who played well in the first preseason game.
Could the Giants be better right now with Tyrod Taylor than Daniel Jones?
If he doesn't turn the ball over, yeah.
I would say yeah.
I mean, that's been the kryptonite and have been the horror show for Jones so far in his career. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yep.
A lot of news in the NFL.
Yeah, Butler's out for the year. Jesus. Oh, this Patriots season. This could be a tough one, really. It just feels like it's not. It's going to be a mess.
Up against it?
Yes. Not going to work out. You're already likely the third best team in that division. The Judge Patricia exacta, which could bury you.
Yep.
And now Butler's out, and oh, my God.
Yep. How about the Ravens? They released backup quarterback Brett Hundley.
That's a surprise. He didn't play in the first preseason game.
Yeah.
And that's it. Cut him.
Boom. That'd
right?
do it.
That was a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. And then not like glowing remarks regarding J.K. Dobbins either.
Hey.
From Harbaugh, where he said, it's coming along, but it's not exactly, pretty much to paraphrase, not exactly where he.
For week one.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's unfortunate. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. You can check out their daily specials at betrivers.com. Would you bet Gibson under 1,000 right now?
Absolutely.
Oh, so would I.
Yeah.
If it was available, I would no doubt bet that.
Mm-hmm.
We will recap last night's betting action with something we like to call win some, lose some. It doesn't get worse than this beat in soccer and a truly incredible video to get to today. Coming up here and Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more. VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts. It's time for the great Paul Stone, professional sports bettor. We continue our previews in college football. And, Paul, a lot of people were outraged that Notre Dame was top five in the preseason poll. What do you think of the Irish here and thoughts on their win total, please?
Yeah, I tell you, you know, the preseason polls are obviously quite subjective and really difficult each season. But you look at the Notre Dame schedule, first of all, Paulie, the toughest three games on their schedule, certainly trips to Ohio State and Southern Cal to begin and end the regular season, while a home game against Clemson the first Saturday in November, also another game that's going to demand the Fighting Irish's full attention. Important to note in that Clemson game, Clemson's going to be playing Notre Dame off of a bye. The Irish, meanwhile, they're going to be playing for the fifth straight week. From a personnel standpoint, Notre Dame, they lose a 1,000-yard rusher in Kyron Williams. Its top receiver in Kevin Austin had almost 900 yards receiving last season, and lose also their top defensive player, first-team All-America safety, Kyle Hamilton. He was the 14th overall pick in last spring's NFL draft, one of the most impactful defensive players in all of college football last year. Also going to be replacing a serviceable quarterback in Jack Cohen with sophomore Tyler Buckner, a guy who's only thrown 35 career passes to this point in his collegiate career. Perhaps most of all, though, from my perspective, the Irish go from a veteran head coach in Brian Kelly, a guy who's won at every level of college football, to a first-time 36-year-old head coach in Marcus Freeman. Freeman, energetic guy. You got to love him, but he's an unknown commodity in this position at this level. You know, Brian Kelly, he didn't lose as the betting favorite. He simply didn't. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Freeman loses two games this year as the betting favorite. Mm. You can find Notre Dame under 9 just down the stairs from you guys in the booth there at Circa at minus 120. I recommend taking the Irish to go under 9 wins at minus 120 at Circa.
You on board, Paulie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yep, same here. Okay, let's go to the Big Ten before we get your outright winner this year in that conference. A couple of other win totals here. The Boilermakers priced around 7.5 with various juice. What do you make of Purdue this season, Paul?
Well, looking at Purdue, you can find their total at 7 in a lot of places in the market, but you can find 7.5 juice to the under minus 140 at DraftKings, and that's what I'm going to recommend. First of all, consider this. Prior to last season's breakthrough 8-win regular season, Purdue went 13 straight seasons without winning more than 6 games in the regular season. The Boilermakers, in fact, they hadn't won 7 regular season games since way back in the Joe Tiller era when he roamed the sidelines there in West Lafayette. Tiller's club, they won 8 regular season games in 2006, came back in 2007 and won 7 regular season games, and then came the 13-year drought without a single winning record in the regular season. Now comes the question, can Purdue follow up one winning regular season with another winning regular season? And, you know, for all the fanfare, and I think he's a great coach, but for all the fanfare surrounding Jeff Brohm in some corners, he failed to achieve a winning record in the regular season in his first 4 seasons prior to last year. He's going to do it this year. He's going to have to do it without his top offensive player, wide receiver David Bell, a guy who caught 232 career passes for 2,946 yards and 21 touchdowns. Also going to have to do it without his top defensive player, George Karlaftis, a defensive end, first-round selection of the Kansas City Chiefs this past April. Karlaftis, he was clearly a defensive force up front for the Boilers, recorded 29 tackles for loss, 14 sacks during his collegiate career. They've had some injuries in the offseason at wide receiver, lost Milton Wright to academics. Also had backup tight end Garrett Miller, lost for the season to a knee injury about 10 days ago. I just don't see this team winning 8 games. I'll take Purdue to go under 7.5 at minus 140 at DraftKings.
Okay, Paul, so then what do you think of their rival, their chief rival in that conference, Indiana? And I'm looking at their schedule right now. It begins Illinois, Idaho, and Western Kentucky all at home. But then if you go beyond that, at Cincinnati, at Nebraska, the schedule is an absolute bear. Their win total is 4.5. Can you find 5 wins on this schedule for the Hoosiers?
Mitch, I can't. I mean, you pointed out those first 3 games all at home, all winnable. But you look at this team, the 2020 season, the 21 season, Indiana 14-7 under Tom Allen. Then last year they free-fall to a 2-10 record. Pretty much as bad as it sounds, the Hoosiers went winless in Big Ten play last year. They were 0-9. They only had 2 defeats in conference play last year by 3 touchdowns. So they got a long way to go. In league play, they were outscored 316-94, averaged just a shade over 10 points a game in conference play, and they actually scored 7 or fewer points in 6 of their 9 Big Ten contests. So they really were anemic offensively. I don't see a whole lot of hope for a significant turnaround in 2022. Their quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., probably the most athletic player in their program, he left to go to the University of Washington to reunite there with his former offensive coordinator there at Indiana, new first-year Husky head coach Kalen DeBoer. And on top of that, the Hoosiers, as bad as their offense was last year, they lose their top 3 rushers, their top 3 receivers, and their top 2 tacklers on defense. They're just not a whole lot of difference makers on either side of the ball. Again, you mentioned those first 3 games, all winnable, but after those first 3, I don't see Indiana being favored in any of its final 9 games. I think they're going to be getting more than a touchdown in most of those final 9 games. Wow. 5 wins just really seems improbable to me. I'm going to take Indiana under 4.5 wins, minus 130 at the Westgate.
Very strong. It's Follow the Money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Paul Stone, our guest. You can listen, download, and subscribe to his podcast. It's called the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. Also follow him on Twitter. He's at Paul Stone Sports. Okay, so every year when it comes to this, and it doesn't matter what sport it is, hey, I'm trying to find some value. I want to get an 8-1 shot to win a conference or a 15-1 shot. Can you make the case really down the board for anybody else in this conference other than Ohio State? I know you got to lay the juice here with more than $2, but sometimes, you know what? Paying that kind of a price and betting on a favorite is worth it. Do you like the Buckeyes to win it outright?
Yeah, I really think in these conference title markets that taking the heavy chalk sometimes is really the sharpest play of all. And, you know, you look at, first of all, just power rankings in general, all 131 teams. I think most people are going to have Alabama and Ohio State at 1 and 2. Then there's going to be a little drop off to Georgia at 3, and then even a little more drop off to Clemson or whomever a person appoints at 4. If a person had Ohio State 1, you know, I don't agree, but I certainly can't take great exception to that ranking. And what it comes down to me with Ohio State, as far as this selection as the Big Ten champion, they're going to be downright nasty again on offense. Their quarterback, C.J. Stroud, the preseason Heisman favorite, he's entering only his second season as the starter, so he's just going to get better and better. Five-star tailback Travion Henderson, last year as a true freshman, he rushes for almost 1,250 yards. He's going to be even better with another year of seasoning. Then you get to those receivers, you know, led by junior Jackson Smith and Jigba, arguably the top wide receiver in all of college football. He led the Buckeyes last year, 95 catches for 1,606 yards and 9 touchdowns. I believe he had 16 catches against the depleted Utah secondary in the bowl game for over 300 yards. So just a historic type performance there. His 2 guy perhaps is going to be Marvin Harrison, the son of an NFL legend by the same name. Harrison, he gave Buckeye fans kind of a glimpse into the future, had 6 catches in that Rose Bowl victory, 3 touchdowns against Utah. Ohio State's defense wasn't great last year, doesn't have to be great this year, but I think they're going to be better this season. And that's thanks in part to the hiring of former Oklahoma State defensive coordinator Jim Knowles and just a host of players who are a year, you know, more experienced and ready to go. You look at Ohio State, one of the things that I examine when I'm looking at these conference outrights is at minus 210 on the money line, that translates to about -5 on the point spread. I'm almost certain Ohio State's going to be in that championship game of the Big Ten. They're going to be favored by more than -5. Again, minus 210 correlating to that. So I think there's value actually to take the Buckeyes. Prior to last year when Michigan won the Big Ten title, Ohio State had won 4 straight Big Ten championships. I think the Bucks make it 5 out of 6 this year. Take Ohio State minus 210 there at Circa to win the Big Ten.
Excellent analysis. Follow him on Twitter at Paul Stone Sports. Thank you, sir. We appreciate the time as always.
Thanks for having me on, and this is the final Saturday of the year without college football. So looking forward to another great season.
Yep, there you go. Up next, we'll get into today's Major League Baseball card. Don't look now, but this team is red hot, and with the win tonight, that lead is now down to 2.5 games.
Always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSIN.
DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL. And this season, new customers can bet $5 and win 200 in free bets instantly. Download the app. Use the code VSIN. That's VSIN, Mitch, when you sign up. DraftKings.com. Full details. Great promotion. Giddy up.
I got it. Let me write that down. Is it V-S-I-N?
Bison.
Okay, good. Let's start this hour talking some National Football League. We did a lot of it yesterday. Of course, it is August, so hello. We'll do quite a bit of it from here on out. But we talked teams to potentially go worst to first yesterday. And as a reminder on that, Bengals were 25-1 or higher to do it last year. In 2020, the Commanders were 25-1 in that range, maybe a little bit higher to do it in 2020. How about the other way, Paulie? How about first to worst? Which, again, this has happened a lot if you go back to when they switched to, you know, eight divisions.
More than I thought. Yep, we ran that down briefly yesterday. Seattle did it last year. San Francisco the year before. There was another team in there, but it's surprising.
And Eagles.
Yeah, thank you. And then in 2017, it happened three times. So
yeah,
this is also pays out a nice price.
And oh, by the way, Eagles were 20-1 to go first to worst in 2020. 49ers that same year were 14-1. So division prices were cashing like crazy that season. Always a fun discussion. If you missed the one yesterday, it's available on the Follow the Money podcast, which you can subscribe and listen to wherever you get your podcasts. This year, for those of you watching the show, you can see the screen. For those of you listening on radio right now, we'll go from the shortest shots on the board to the longest shots. The Chiefs are plus 450 in this grueling and very difficult AFC West. Plus 450 here. It's very good. There is a scenario, of course, where they could finish in last place. What has to happen? Can anything besides a Mahomes injury happen for this team and still go fourth place?
Well, it starts here with how much will they miss Hill. You know, I know Lombardi would probably lose his mind because I saw Tannenbaum said they'll be better without him this year because they'll spread it around and Mahomes will play point guard.
Why the hate for Tyreek Hill?
I don't know, and it drives Lombardi crazy. Now he's overrated all this. Okay, come on, he's a game changer. But this, he keeps DCs up at night. But he had some poor games, and he was turning the ball over.
A lot
last year. So if they continue to turn the ball over now, there's no Mickey Mouse teams in this division. I mean, you got, again, the team that's priced to finish in last place made the playoffs and got better on paper with the Raiders. And you don't have to deal with all the distractions. So it's difficult, not impossible. But this would be – maybe if it's not Mahomes, it could be a Kelce injury or something like that. Or something happens to the offensive line. But it's the other thing, Andy Reid has dominated this division.
Yeah, he's a very good coach, as we all know.
He does not lose division games. And especially, he's unbelievable on the road, too, in division.
And let's not forget, Bieniemy's also very good as the offensive coordinator. And without Tyreek Hill, I mean, they've addressed that wide receiver position like crazy, bringing in two offseason additions. And then drafting that position as well. You know, maybe the defense is bad again this year. I to remind people, this will tell you how the division has changed from the pandemic year of 2020 and the steam and how good the power rating was for the Chiefs and how, I guess, weak the division was. At BetMGM, I recall this. I still have it in my notes. We talked about it on the show. At BetMGM 2 years ago, the Chiefs were 175-1 to finish in fourth place. Now they're plus 450.
Uh-huh.
Think times have changed maybe a little bit here?
Yep. Well, the schedule is nasty to start.
Oh, it's...
At Arizona.
Brutal.
Chargers on a Thursday night. They lost at home to the Chargers last year. At Indy. At Tampa. Raiders. Bills at San Francisco. Bye week. Look at that start.
I mean, so this can happen. I just don't know if I want to bet it at plus 450.
Yeah.
I mean, if you gave me in the 8-1 range, I would take a peek at it then for sure. Might pull the trigger on it. But plus 450, But again, very good quarterback play. Who knows? Things could change this year for the Chargers where everything goes their way and they get the coin flips. Russell Wilson could be like a Matthew Stafford type addition or Tom Brady addition to the Broncos. And the Raiders, like you said, got better in the offseason.
Well, they're the favorite for the reason, though, or the lowest odds. I mean, I can't get there with these other teams. I don't see it. Like we did yesterday with worst to first, which DraftKings has that up, by the way. Will it happen? Is minus $2. The Browns are not listed, though. In that prop.
Yeah, okay. What's the path here for the Cowboys at 7-1 to go first to worst?
Now, that's an injury. That's an injury to Dak. Has to be. I mean, take your shots at McCarthy, and rightfully so. Worse than Washington and the Giants? After the offense was so good to start out early last year? I can't get there. It's got to be something to happen to Dak.
They will win games in spite of McCarthy.
Yeah.
I mean, he can be the worst coach in the NFL, but they still have enough talent here to win 8, 9, 10 games. And in that division, I mean, even with McCarthy as the head coach, if nothing happens to Prescott, they're still better than the Giants and better than the Commanders.
Yeah.
They do have talent across the board. It would take a total collapse. I mean, with no Prescott injury, honest to God, McCarthy would have to be the first coach fired for this team to finish in last place, right? It would have to be a total disaster.
Yep.
and the penalties would be a problem. Turnovers could be there. Maybe the defense isn't great, but man,
yep.
Not so sure about that one. Next up on the betting board here, again, teams in the NFL to go from first to worst this year. The Rams at 9-1. I can't get there because the Seahawks. Could the Rams finish in third place? Sure they could.
You can't get there. Oh, come on. Stafford with the elbow. It's Wolford time. No?
The Seahawks, overall, the roster is still much better than Seattle's. You're saying that if the elbow is still bad enough where it lingers and he misses, he'd have to miss the entire year. Because if he played half a year, again, the surrounding group around the Rams, much, much better than the Seahawks. I can see third place again. I can see Niners 1, Cardinals 2, even though I'm down in the Cardinals, and Rams 3. You think 9-1 is worth a shot? Is that what you're telling me?
Plus 350, third place. You do that, yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I'm just saying I could see the path. I could see that path.
If it goes sideways for Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. I don't know. They somehow sweep them. They get a Seattle tough place to play. Geno plays out of his mind. Wolford turns it over, something like that.
I will say this. Name the team in this division that has given the Rams fits over the years. Well, that's the 49ers, but now it's Trey Lance, right? So, but maybe they have that edge going as well. The other teams here in this division to go from, I should say outside this division in the NFL, the Titans are 14-1.
Boy, I bet them to miss the playoffs and the win total under, but that's, oh, God. They make the quarterback change. It takes a long time for Willis. Henry gets hurt again. I mean, still, you look on paper, but what's realistic for the Texans? Are they going to win 5 games? And I know it was Urban Meyer too, but Jacksonville was a disaster as well.
Sure.
I mean, are we sure about Lawrence? Yeah. I mean, are we going to cut out the interceptions? That's, boy.
Well, I mean,
that's a tough one. I think they missed the playoffs, but I mean, how bad is it going to get? I mean, I say worst case is 6 wins for Tennessee.
The Titans,
don't you think? Can he get?
So if they're 6-11, is that a last place finish?
No,
I think their number should be priced where like the Packers are. I think 14-1 is a little bit too short because the Packers are 20-1 to go from first to worst in that division with the Lions. Going to be on the uptick, but the Bears.
Sure. What's your power rating? How do you compare Chicago to Houston? Okay.
You know, I'm not going to be surprised if Houston wins more games than the Bears this year.
Okay.
I won't be. Not at all. Yeah. No. But you see the Packers right there at 20-1. Again, I would ask you this. If Rodgers gets hurt and they have to go to Jordan Love, and that's a lot of these scenarios that have to play out where the quarterback gets hurt, are the Packers still better than the Bears? I say absolutely they are. Honestly, Jordan Love could be completely below average. The Packers are still better with him at quarterback than the Bears are. Bears are dumpster fire.
Okay.
They're not good this year, so yes. I'm not betting 20-1.
And then in the past, with the Rodgers injury coupled with McCarthy falling place, which is a horrible exacta.
Okay. Bills are 25-1.
Yeah.
Tough division, but they also have the Jets. And then you see the Buccaneers at 35-1. Now, there is a path here.
Yeah.
This could happen.
Really? Even with Atlanta?
It could. Maybe they should be priced closer to what the Chiefs were 2 years ago, like I talked about.
Isn't Trask better than Gabbert? Couldn't I do that?
Like, if we found out, hypothetically speaking, if something here is really bad with Brady, he's like, no, I'm not going to play at all. I'm done. Doesn't Trask beat Gabbert out from now until the opening weekend? I mean, what you see is we know what Blaine Gabbert is.
He could be serviceable. He does have weapons. I have Evans and Godwin and Julio.
Gabbert can be serviceable?
Yeah, with those weapons, though.
I don't know about that.
No?
I don't think he can even reach that level.
Can I run the ball? Maybe force some turnovers? Good defense? No?
I would say if Atlanta was a little bit better than what they are, maybe this is the scenario here. I'm not going to call it a pipe dream scenario because I'm not like rooting for Tom Brady to go away. But if he just decided to say, I went away from camp for a reason. I'm not going to play this year. All hell's going to break loose. Saints turn into the division favorite all of a sudden. Buccaneers win total will drop like a rock. Their odds to make the playoffs will completely flip. Because that guy he played at an MVP level last year. And you're wiping that away from the team. It's huge. Hypothetically speaking again. Yeah. It is fun. If you had to bet a team, who would it be? And we don't have a price on the Bengals, by the way. They're not on the board.
Oh, God. That's a tough one. I still have to go with the chalk with the Chiefs.
Chiefs?
That's hard. That's a tough call. It really is.
No, it is. It is. But, again, it happens a lot.
Yeah.
Happens almost every single year.
Yeah.
So, again, 2 years ago, Eagles were 20-1, Niners 14-1 to go
most
from
these,
first.
Yeah, most of these I can only get there with a catastrophic game.
Yeah. Yeah, because so many of the teams have really, really good quarterbacks.
And the last place teams.
Yeah. Up next, top five, bottom five ROI teams in Major League Baseball. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSEN College Football Guide is out right now, and the NFL Guide drops next week. Bet smarter this football season with profiles on every team, including team trends, power ratings, and over-under recommendations, plus best bets on season win totals, division finishes, and player awards. Remember, the only way to get access to this year's football betting guides is to become a VSIN All Access subscriber. Sign up on our discounted football special and get all access to everything we do from now through the Super Bowl for only $175. Or you can join us for $40 a month and see everything VSIN has. To up your betting game, go to VSIN.com/subscribe for all your options to become part of the Sports Betting Network. Okay, so 3-point stance here. We'll tie in some audio as well in this segment in the National Football League. A couple things to update the Deshaun Watson case. Pro Football Network's Aaron Wilson is saying the NFLPA is engaged in, quote, active settlement negotiations. I would say, do you think so, doctor? Okay.
What's their definition of expedited?
Yeah, I know.
Different, yeah.
So the reason why is because they're becoming more concerned that Peter Harvey, the NFL designee, could drop the hammer on Watson. And so they're like, okay, now how do we possibly settle this and move forward?
Have you noticed every day at practice, because people tweet it out, there's a long line of kids signing, getting autographs from them?
It was the easiest thing in the world to predict.
Really?
There was no doubt in my mind this was going to happen. Oh, yeah.
Fans
again,
okay.
Again, Deshaun Watson, his first game back, whenever that is, if he goes 30 of 35 for 350 yards and four touchdowns and they win in a shootout, he will be the biggest athlete in that city since LeBron James. That entire place will love him. And I'm not saying that it could be anywhere in this country and they would forget about it.
Hmm.
That's the way it works.
It'll be a
I live and breathe, my friend.
All right. Be a different reception on the road all year.
That it will be. Yes. That it will be. Number two, Drew Lock. Now, this is funny. Not funny. Ha ha. It's funny. Because we learned yesterday that he was going to, you know, he's going to be getting the ones.
Yeah.
Or reps with the ones in this game against Chicago. That number ballooned all the way up tomorrow night to 5.5 for the Seahawks. And then a little bit later on in the afternoon, early evening on the East Coast, he's got COVID-19.
My pain, a source of amusement to you? Huh? I'll put you in a rear naked choke right now. This is, they got me again here. And I couldn't get off the game. So I think it's enormous. It means something to the point spread because it was both Locke and Smith the whole way against Pittsburgh. Probably was going to be the same thing tomorrow on national TV. And now, no. Now, how long does Geno go? And that's when this bet could be decided or a big part of the game is decided in the second half. Number one, the Bears offense and the Bears period looked awful in the first half. And then if I have a quarterback battle, which I had, and Locke and Smith going the whole way, I really liked my chances with Seattle at home. And now it's probably going to be Eason, and who knows what Carroll does. He's a lunatic. Maybe Smith plays into the second half, but that's big. And that's the other discussion. Is COVID going to play a part of this season again? Mm. It's just happened twice in 3 days with two quarterbacks.
Yeah. So did you try to get off?
Yeah, it was late. Yeah, so that's the power of social media and Twitter. You usually have about 2 minutes.
I will give you this. Maybe nothing to panic about because it did move again from 5.5 to 3.5. Some spots still have a 4. But the Bears, this is what I'm seeing today, the Bears plan to play their starters again in Thursday's game, but it looks like something closer to a cameo appearance. So Justin Fields and that first team offense played the first 18 snaps. It could be fewer than that this week. So maybe nothing to worry about
here.
Yeah,
Carroll can chew ass too. I mean, their defense, come on. I mean, I know he wasn't making a lot of great throws, but, you know, Pickett, whoever they put in there was going up and down the field against them.
I got to say, though, for what it's worth, again, Justin Fields in their number one offense did nothing against the Chiefs.
No, they had the one long pass to Mooney, which was an underthrow, and he came back and the DB ran past him.
That's right.
So that was it. They did nothing.
And number three here in three-point stance, Zach Wilson's knee surgery went as planned. According to sources, Joe Flacco all but assured to start in week one. That number against the Ravens, still sitting at 7. Well, you're pumping your fist. What do you got there?
Right. Yeah. Some interesting comments.
This is
this is getting good.
Okay, so what does this do to the team? What does this do to Zach Wilson? When a player like Garrett Wilson, first round pick for the Jets, comes out and says this to the media yesterday about Joe Flacco.
What's the difference between catching balls from Flacco as opposed to Zach Wilson?
Yeah, there's definitely a difference. You know, it's a lot of experience right there with Flacco. And, you know, I feel like everything with him is he takes some pace off, can put pace on the balls. You know, he kind of does a good job of making the passes, you know, receiver friendly. That's the best way I can put it into words. You know, they're pretty easy to catch. It takes them off the ball when you're running the slant route versus, you know, out route or put some zip on it because it got to be, you know, things like that. So I'll say that.
Can I fully admit that I love it because a rookie, look, is Garrett Wilson going to be talking like that in 2 or 3 years? Maybe in 2 or 3 weeks? In 2 or 3 hours? Probably not, because the Jets are already like, whoa, hold on here. That's not how you talk to the media, but it's like a five-year-old, right? A five-year-old knows no better, has no filter, just says something. You're like, wait a second, what did you just say?
Yeah.
That's Garrett Wilson talking. He's telling the truth.
Sure. Kid, I'll tell you, if your breast stinks, right to your face.
Yeah.
That is right. That's Zach Wilson isn't accurate and has no touch.
Pretty much.
Yeah, right. Sure. Good to have Flacco in there. What do you bring to the table? Oh, man.
Well, it kind of goes back to what Salah was saying, that as of right now, Joe Flacco should be a starter in the NFL. And I said this when the Wilson injury happened, careful what you wish for. But right now, the Jets, could they be better with Flacco than Zach? Of course they could be better with Flacco than Zach Wilson.
Yeah. There's a lot of growing pains last year. Other one, you know, I mean, Wilson has a lot to learn. They're going to get you, especially in the media in New York. He was the guy on the podcast who's like, hey, everyone's taking, I got to take everyone out to dinner. This will be fun. This will be, oh, I'm picking up the check. What?
Yeah.
You're going to cash me $75,000?
It's going to be how much?
What?
Yeah, it's all fun and games. And then,
right.
Ooh, man, it's like a lot of those memes where people are smiling all of a sudden. Hold on a second here. I'm on the hook here for $75,000? Oh, that can't be right. But I thought, you know, he's telling the truth there.
Well, the other thing, though, you don't have Becton for the whole season, and Flacco's a statue. But at least Wilson has some mobility.
Yeah, sure.
So that offensive line will be put to the test and see if they can develop a running game at all, too.
Okay, so I know this also, the other team in New York, the Giants, Big Blue, right? This made some news yesterday. I think it was because it was like, well, first of all, when you see a headline like this, it's going to catch your attention. Wait a second here. Tyrod Taylor now getting first string reps with the Giants. I asked you this earlier. Could he be better than Daniel Jones right now? I'm sure he could be. But when you hear Brian Daboll talk about it, maybe there's not much to be concerned about here. Here is Daboll talking to the media.
At some point this summer. Yeah, he'll get, you know, as we get going here in terms of the preseason games, we'll talk about whatever we think is best. But, you know, I have full confidence in Daniel and full confidence in Tyrod and what his role is. Each day we sit there, we evaluate the guys, but, will he get a few reps here or there? He might.
Brian, will that be, is that any reflection on Daniel? Or
absolutely not, no. I mean, I learned from a pretty good coach a while ago, you know, usually he doesn't tell those guys when he throws them in because that's what the backup's job role is you have to go in a split second and not like, you know, you prepare like you're a starter, but, you know, fourth play of the game, something happens, you're in, you got to be ready to go. So, you know, I don't necessarily think we'll tell those guys when that'll happen.
Yeah, smart, makes sense. So maybe much ado about nothing,
uh-huh.
At least how it's reported and what Daboll had to say. But we got several tweets on that after the first game that it should be Taylor and not Jones.
I don't disagree.
That's, yeah.
I think that Tyrod Taylor is a pretty decent quarterback in this
league.
Well,
he's average, but he won't beat you. He won't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He won't turn the ball over and beat yourself. I mean, this other guy with the turnovers and the fumbles.
Oh, that's the thing, right, is that Daniel Jones' biggest problem is something that Tyrod Taylor has protected pretty much throughout his entire career. He's taken a team to the playoffs before. I would say maybe...
He's dink and dunk safe, yeah? Scramble.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yep. There are, I mean, Tyrod Taylor, I would prefer him over other quarterbacks in this league who are starters, and Daniel Jones actually might be one of them. I mean, the expectations for Daniel Jones when he first came into the league... And
out of control.
That Buccaneers game.
That was it.
It was a total shootout. Guy looked awesome. Like, here we go, right?
Yep.
It's going to go from Eli Manning to Daniel Jones, and they got it right. They really nailed it. The Senior Bowl performance did not lie, and that was it.
Right.
It ended after that game was over with.
Between Gettleman and the coaches they've had and the offensive coordinators, he hasn't had much of a chance, though, either.
I would agree with that.
Also, I don't think he can play.
That and all the skilled players that were hurt last year. But Barkley, I mean, they took, when a team takes a guy like Saquon Barkley, number two overall, and he shines in his rookie year, but he's been banged up ever since then. I mean, he's one of your best weapons. He, in theory, is supposed to be one of the best weapons in football. He's talented enough to be, but he hasn't been there. So, you know, he's Christian McCaffrey light. Now, that Garrett Wilson comment, though, is absolute gold to me.
Yes, it is. Hey, throws a nice ball. I mean, take some off.
It's right there.
Yes, it is.
Out pattern, whatever it is, their zip on it, sure. Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to go.
You want honesty, but when you do it, like, I got to tell you, guys, this Wilson kid can't throw the ball. Oh. He's not accurate. And they'll just cut you off and say, okay, no more meetings with the media.
Oh, trust me. The PR people for the Jets pulled him aside yesterday. They're like, okay, we need to sit down with him a little bit more and tell him what he can say and what he cannot say. Up next, so much news in the National Football League. We'll tie all of that into some props as well. Coming up here and Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's game time, baby!
And you're just lying there? Watching on the couch? Uh-uh, that's not gonna cut it.
You need to get in the game with Bet Rivers Sportsbook.
There you go. Now you're live in the action.
Live in-game bets, live player props, and live player props, and live player props, and live player props.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.